Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've missed you. Hello.
You're listening to Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them.
Does anyone else go to the gym and just end up dancing to the music that only they can hear? I mean, in your headphones, obviously, not just hallucinating music. Although, to be honest, I wouldn't know the difference, would I? Because it's in my head. Anyway, I often find myself absent-mindedly turning a stretch as I'm kind of like warming up my muscles into a bit of voguing or something. I'll be like, doo-dee-doo, oh, I like this track. Stretch, and up to the left, now to the right, and shimmy, and oh shit, sorry, didn't see you there. Honestly, I wish I had the rhythm and coordination, because I could probably make a whole routine out of it just for fun. Why would my whole gym be covered in mirrors if they didn't want me to sit there lip-syncing and dancing away to the gayest playlist I could get on Spotify? I've heard it said that you can tell a lot about how good someone is in bed by how they dance. I'm not sure how true it is, but, just in case, I tend to stand off to one side and have another drink while everyone else gets on with it. And, actually, now I say that out loud, that does seem pretty accurate, to be honest. When I do actually dance, it's mostly just flailing around a bit, hoping that anyone watching is thinking, hey, that guy's having fun. Look at him go, not caring what other people think and just enjoying himself. Rather than what has happened before, where someone actually asked a mate of mine, is he okay? Do we need to call an ambulance? And again, flailing around for 10 minutes, trying not to get too self-conscious or accidentally slap someone is pretty bang on for my sex technique, to be honest. I think this is one of the reasons I don't go out clubbing much anymore. Not because I'm crap in bed, but just because I don't enjoy dancing very much. I find myself dancing for a bit and then getting bored and going for a drink and then dancing until my drink runs out and then I go get another one. And that rate of drinking only takes about an hour before things start to get quite messy. It is definitely that, and not because music nowadays is just noise and I'm old and I like to be in bed by 10:30. I've forgotten where I was going with this. Oh, right, yes, I was at the gym. See, I'm still young, I go to the gym. So there I was, yesterday, just getting my cardio in, checking out the hot personal trainer who I secretly stalk on Instagram, when God spoke to me. This isn't quite as odd as it sounds, as she does it most times I'm in the gym. She features quite heavily on my playlist, so yeah. I'm talking about Kylie, obviously. She's my goddess. Well, one of them. I've got two for balance. Kylie is the goddess of light and youth and love and joy. And then there's the other one. The dark goddess. Yin to Kylie's yang. The ageless one, who exists outside of time and wears this universe as she pleases. She is goddess of pain and despair, heartbreak and betrayal. She knows the darkest reaches of the human soul. She sees all, knows all, and will outlive all. But enough about Cher, I'm talking about Kylie. So yeah, Your Disco Needs You comes on my gym playlist. If you've not heard it before, that's probably because you're too young, you fucking fetus. For those people, and as a reminder to everyone else, it is what's technically known as a banger. And that's not just me saying that. There's an operatic bit, there's what sounds very much like a buff Welshman's chorus, and in the video she's got this glow around her like she's eaten too much Ready Brek. Also, any song that has a line about being useless at Scrabble is automatically brilliant. That's just science. It is a fantastic track, and if you disagree with me, I'm going to have to ask you to step outside. I'm not going to fight you or anything. Christ, no, I just want you to leave. Where was I? Your Disco Needs You. I can't play it for you right now because of various legal reasons that boil down to me not wanting to get sued, but I'll tweet the link and you can find it from there. Have a listen because it is so good. There's a bit in it where she speaks French, and I'd not really thought about that before, but this time, as I was sat in the gym, it kind of stuck with me. It goes something like, Vous n'êtes jamais seuls, vous savez que qu'il faut faire, ne laissez pas tomber votre nation, ta disco a besoin de vous. Now, I got an A in GCSE French, but that was 20 years ago, so my accent might be a little bit wonky. In case you didn't get the gist, I'll translate. She's saying, "You are never alone. You know what to do." And then something about crisps. And yeah, that's the bit that's been sticking with me recently. The never being alone bit, not the crisps. Because the whole point of starting this podcast in the first place was to let all of us puffs, homos, little queers and great big woofters know that whatever you're going through, you're not alone. And that there's other people out there who can relate to whatever fuckery you're having to deal with currently. And you know, I like to think I've done all right with that so far, sort of. But there's always more to do. There's a lot of stories that I can't tell, either because I'm lucky or privileged or both of those things enough not to have experienced them, or because it's not my place. But that doesn't mean they're not stories worth telling. So, with Kylie's words ringing in my ears, I think it's time that I stopped doing this alone, too. From now on, I'm opening this podcast up to everyone. If you are LGBTQ and you have a story you want to tell, please get in touch. There's a button on the website, probablytruepodcast.com, labelled Tell Your Story, and hopefully it'll all be quite obvious from there. Because, you know, what is the point of having the privilege of being a handsome, white, mostly cis man with a great big willy if I can't use it to help my queer and LGBT siblings, use my privilege, not my willy, who, you know, might not have the same advantages? So yeah, starting next week, you'll hear voices that aren't just mine. So far, I've got drag queens, YouTubers, porn stars, and Oscar winners lined up, and I would love it if anyone else with a story could get in touch and join in the fun. The plan is to alternate this sort of episode, where it's just me in a cupboard talking to myself one week, and then the new kind every other week, so that someone else tells their story and I mostly shut the fuck up for a change. And if you don't want to tell a story, there's other ways you can support things. You know, subscribe to the Patreon, tell your friends, subscribe to the Patreon. Generally just help make this whole thing a success. And remember, this isn't just me asking you for your stories. I'm on a mission from God. It's probably a good thing that Your Disco Needs You came on. If it had been The Locomotion that played next, things would have been very different. Speaking of subscribing to the Patreon, do hang about afterwards, as there's a little bit of a clip of some of the stuff that you get if you do. Praise Kylie.
That was Probably True, the repeatedly award-winning storytelling series created by me, Scott Flashheart, to remind all of my queer brothers and sisters that we are none of us alone. You can find transcripts of every episode, links, and other things at probablytruepodcast.com. There's additional content and other lovely stuff available to subscribers at patreon.com/probablytrue. And if you want to get in touch, just search Probably True Podcast on the socials. Probably True is created by me, Scott Flashheart, on my own, in a cupboard, in my flat. If you find value in what I'm doing, if it makes you laugh, if it makes you think, please consider donating at patreon.com/probablytrue. In return for the cost of a drink, I'll send you pictures of knobs. I'll send you stickers. I'll even share with you some extra content, some behind-the-scenes stuff, a bit of commentary on every episode. And on top of all that, there's also this. I call it Talking Dirty, where I narrate some porn. Real-life father and son fuck porn star in nasty threesome. Nice to see he made an effort. He put his hat on, but didn't bother to change his trousers. They're still on this ugly sofa, and it's leather, which is just going to get slippy and weird. Seems to be having a nice time, and he seems quite happy to watch his dad dicking away. Right, and then the girl's like, "Well, I've got both of your cum on me. How insane." She obviously hasn't watched much porn beforehand. So to find out more about that and to support the show, please go to patreon.com/probablytrue.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.